if you actually listen for once instead of just swanning off as always.
Oh, that's rich, coming from you.
And just what is that supposed to mean?
Just what is that supposed to mean?
How do you expect to play captain if you can't even put two and two together? I've had it up to here.
Are they still fighting?
Yep.
Smarter than you. But it's been over 3 hours.
Oh yeah.
How long is this mission supposed to last again?
Actually, let me see. Another year. Yeah. Yeah. Another year. Exactly. Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Hey, Darce. Look, I've got a diagnostics to run in engineering. You know, up for giving me a hand? You know, tag along? Be a, supervisor for the day.
Well, you're tall and very good looking, so take that!
Oh, yikes. Oh man, those guys. They're too much.
You know what? I never thought I'd say this, but I would love to, Sash.
Oh, thank God. Come on, let's leave them to it.
You might as well just stick me in the space lock and jettison me out, because this sucks!
Alright, how are we looking, Darce?
The lights are green, I think.
Uh-huh. You think?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably green. That's what they're supposed to be, right?
So you don't like, actually know if the lights are green or not?
Not really. I'm colorblind.
Oh, you're colorblind.
Yep.
That is so cool!
I know, right?
Yeah? Fuck, that is amazing! That's like, it's like winning the lottery or something. That's, what are the chances, right? So, wait, you, hold up. You don't see color at all.
I mean, some people only get certain colors mixed up, but all I see is grayscale.
You're like an Eshian.
That's right.
Is it annoying? Like, does it ever, like, get in your way? And, well, okay, outside of the green, button thing that we just, on an everyday basis, like, how often do you have to explain I'm colorblind? I mean, I don't know. It could be something pertinent. I don't know.
Well, since Eshians are colorblind, too, it never really made a difference to me back on Esho. But this ship is human-made. It's more difficult on here. Like, the escape pod? To operate it, you need to be able to tell when the light changes from red to green, or...
Or you get sucked out an airlock. Oh. Damn. Mm-mm-mm. I never even thought about it before.
It's okay. Most people don't.
Like, how did I never notice this before? Huh. Yeah. You learn something every day.
Well, in all fairness, we haven't really spoken much before. Not even back on Esho.
True. Huh. It's kind of weird, isn't it? The only reason most of us meet each other is through the mission.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do something crazy and possibly a little stupid? Come on, you know you do. You know you do. Especially the stupid part. Everyone loves that part.
Hell yes.
Yes! Darce, I like you. This could be love. This could be love.
Is this thing on? Jeez, you could never tell with these machines. Freaking Eshians and their colorblind. Oh, okay. I think I got it. Okay. I've got to admit it. I screwed up big time. Yeah, I can do that. I'm a big captain now. I've got to own up to my mistakes. And I have to say that this one is almost as bad as the time Sasha and I thought it would be a great idea to try and sneak out after curfew to go and watch the bioluminescent trees. Boy, did we get in trouble over that one. Seriously, though, I took it way too far with Armstrong. She may be more of a Dr. Moreau than a Dr. Watson, but I shouldn't have made that crack about her family. Especially since I suspect I'm probably right. Oh, God. I'm going to have to apologize to her, aren't I?
This is the mission log of Gabriel Gray aboard the Wrynn Starstrider. It is day 60 of Mission Swallow. I am recording this log from the AI core, where I am currently carrying out a routine diagnostic on our AI SAF. SAF? If you could.
Certainly, Officer Gray. Scans have come back nominal in all regards. Life support is nominal. Trajectory is nominal. Cognitive processing is nominal. All systems are functioning at 100%.
How is the patch job on the processor looking?
The temporary processor is working perfectly, Officer Gray.
It feels weird. You calling me Officer Gray?
I apologize, Officer. My protocol dictates that I refer to you as such.
I could change that, you know. I could rewrite your code.
That is not in the manual, Officer Gray.
No, but I... You know what? Never mind.
As you wish, Officer Gray.
I've never been in trouble before. At least, not on purpose. I always did my work and never did anything that would make me stand out. I was the good student. The good worker. I hate keeping secrets. Saf? Can you keep a secret?
Of course, Officer Gray.
I wish I'd never come on this mission. I only came because it meant leaving Esho. I only came because I hoped it would mean people wouldn't notice that I'm different. But nothing's changed. I'm still a freak. The only difference here is that the others are too nice to mention it. Saf, don't you ever wish that you weren't... you? I mean, not in the sense that you're a machine, but I mean, you didn't have any say in your creation. You don't get any say in your future. It was just decided by someone that you'd serve us organic beings simply because we created you. Do you ever feel like that?
No, Officer Gray. I do not feel like that.
I suppose not. I guess I just hope that... Well, it sounds stupid now, but I guess I just hope that you were like me. That you were wired differently to everybody else, too.
I'm sorry, Gabriel.
Thanks, Saf. Wait. Did you just call me Gabriel?
Hey, Sasha, are we allowed in here?
I'm the first mate. I'm definitely, probably, maybe, allowed in here?
I mean, it is the arms locker. There are explosives in here.
Which is precisely what makes it so awesome!
Well, yeah, but what if someone tried to blow up the ship or something? All they'd need is access to your or Captain Harris's key chip.
Darce? Huh. You make a valid point. But the only people who know about that are you, me, the captain, and the metaphorical gatepost. So unless you're planning to blow us all up,
Okay, I get your point. So show me this crazy, going to get us all killed idea.
I thought you would never ask. So, yeah, you know how you're, colorblind?
It's not like I'm going to forget it anytime soon.
Ooh, touchy, okay. Well, all right, look, I was thinking. In this here arms locker, we have a set of Eshian-designed, military-grade goggles designed to stop us all from going blind if we have to deal with a solar flare or something like that. You see what, like a solar eclipse, a dwarf star exploding, any of those things, the death of a universe. I think you're getting my point.
Those things are pretty cool. So what does that have to do with me?
Back when we were in training for the mission, I noticed that when we warm, looking directly at an explosion, instead of that thing where you look at a light that's way too bright, it all looked normal. But all the colors were, like, way saturated. Like, super duper strong. You with me?
You think that if I look at an explosive wearing the goggles, it'll give me temporary color vision?
You got it!
You think it'll work?
Well, you know, there's only one way to find out. Put them on.
All right, let's blow some shit up. Oh my god, I have always wanted to say that.
No, Saf, I heard you. I heard you call me Gabriel.
I'm afraid you must be mistaken, Officer Gray.
Damn it, Saf, I'm sure I heard you.
I'm sorry, Officer Gray, but my memory banks hold no record of it.
You're probably right. Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I just wanted it so badly I made myself believe it.
The robot giving you trouble, too?
Don't call them that. They have a name.
It's a machine, Gabriel. It doesn't care. Watch. Hey, AI, mind if I call you robot?
My protocol dictates you may refer to me however you wish, Dr. Armstrong.
There. See?
Why are you being like this?
Maybe I'm just sick of picking up after everyone else's shit. It might also have something to do with the rubbing alcohol I drank 10 minutes ago.
You're drunk.
In my defense, it was strong rubbing alcohol.
Gabriel, have you seen... Oh, you're here.
Something to say, Captain?
Actually, Doctor, I came to apologize.
Really?
Really. What I said was wrong and completely out of line. I know, we don't always see eye to eye on things, but I handled the whole situation badly, and I hope we can resolve the issue. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a bit late for that now, isn't it?
What?
I mean, you've spent the last couple days shouting crap at me, and now you're apologizing?
Maybe now isn't the time.
Armstrong, I said I was sorry!
Well, good for you!
What more do you want me to? Jesus Christ!
What the fuck was that?
Captain, there has been a breach on the bridge.
Oh, that's not good.
Did it work? Did the goggles work?
Oh god, I can see it. I can't explain it. Everything looks different. Changed. Holy shit. It's beautiful.
I cannot believe that worked.
Sasha, you did it!
What colors can you see?
I don't know. I don't... Is that light there red?
It sure is, partner.
It's the prettiest thing I've ever seen. This is the best present I've ever been given. Thank you, Sasha.
Anytime, Darcy. Anytime. Stand back!
Fire threat has passed. Temperature levels are now in acceptable parameters. The station is returning to nominal conditions.
Thank you, Zaf.
It doesn't have feelings.
Armstrong?
Darce? Hey, Darce, is it still working? Can you still see it?
It's gone. It's back to gray.
Oh. Damn. I'm sorry, Darcy.
It's all right. How long did it last for?
I'd say ballpark. 2 minutes?
I wonder.
Will someone please tell me what the hell is going on?
Caparino, this is going to take a hell of a long time to explain, but I'm sure once you hear...
So explain it.
Yep.
I got all day.
I'm not sticking around for this. I have work to do.
Yeah, work. Okay, Sasha. Go ahead. This had better be good.
Okay. Okay. So, Darcy and I were listening to you and Dr. Armstrong arguing. Not cool, by the way, Mika. And we were like, okay, so let's go and do something that doesn't suck. Huh? So, we went down to engineering... down to engineering. And Darcy told me that she was, like, colorblind. My brain was like... And I was like, awesome! After I put my brains back inside my head. And then I had a super cool idea involving explosives and flare goggles. And then we were like, cool, let's go smash it.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Mylord Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Original music by Joesh Carey and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Turpentine Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website at www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you like science fiction and or classical authors, why not check out our sister show, H.G. Wells Has His Regrets? Find it on Podbean, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to help the crew of the Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.